Hey, welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. So glad that you've joined us. I'm Pastor Greg. We are coming to you from Lighthouse Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. We're going through the Psalms, and our main goal in our Morning Manna podcast is to just kind of get the Word of God into our hearts and minds, and like the Israelites ate the manna each day, went outside of the tent, gathered up enough manna for the day, and consumed it, couldn't gather more than one day's supply. So you had to go every day and get a fresh supply for the day. So that's kind of the idea. So we are currently in Psalm 7. We started that last time. And David, the psalm writer, is dealing with an issue that we all have to deal with at points in our life. He is being slandered. He is being talked about and accused of having ill will towards King Saul. And so there's a guy named Cush who's especially spreading these lies. And so it's very hurtful when you know, people are talking to other people about you in a derogatory way, in a negative way, and imputing motives to you that are not your motives, and so on. It's really can be an oppressive thing. And so David, thus far, he has sought refuge in the Lord. And we talked about that. You know, imagine being in a downpour. You know, it overtakes you. And all of a sudden, you have to find somewhere to get out of that rain. And so you find an awning or some sort of a cover. And you're able to get out of the rain. You've taken refuge from it. Well, the Lord is the refuge when slander is raining down upon you. And it's so bothersome. The remedy for that is to take refuge in the Lord, in Christ. Jesus is our refuge. Well, something else we learn from David when we are in that time where we are being slandered is that it's a mistake generally to defend ourselves, to go on a mission to set all the record straight. Let me explain. Let's read verse 8. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. So David says, God, he has the shield. I have learned that if I want to defend myself, God will let me. But if I want God to defend me, then I need to take my hands off and go, Lord, you do it. You do it. And you bring out the truth. And Lord, you bring me through this situation. And if I do that, God is faithful. And it may not, you know, happen as quickly as we'd like or whatever. But I can trust that in the process, even when people are saying these things, that God is using all of that to build me, to build deeper trust in the Lord, to maybe shave off some of the more immature parts of me and to mature me in Christ, who was subject of slander after lie in his life. So if you want to become Christ-like, you're going to have to join up in the fellowship of his sufferings, which that means you're going to experience some slander. People saying things about you that are absolutely not true. Well, David didn't defend himself. He committed himself to the Lord's way. I heard this, there's a famous saying, I don't know if it, someone said, that a man came up to this person and laid into him, and with slander and false accusations and so on. And so the guy says, if a man desires a gift, to whom does it belong? And the guy says, well, to the giver. And then the guy says, well, I refuse your gift. So the idea is, yes, you're slandering me, but I'm not receiving it. I'm not going to embrace this. That's on you. The gift remains with you. And so the slanderer has to live with the fact that they are a slanderer. And you don't have to receive their gift. You can take refuge in the Lord. Well, verse 12 says, if a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. Whoa! If a man doesn't repent, God has whet his sword. It means it's ready. He's ready to take action. Verse 13, he has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and then falls into the pit that he made. And that's generally true, folks. That is just generally true. Trust in the Lord and do good, it says in Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. When evil men rise up against you, trust in the Lord and do good. God is going to defend you. The wicked schemes that are being hatched against you, the holes that are being dug for you to fall in, those who dig them will fall into the holes themselves. That's the idea. He goes on to say, his mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. So listen, nobody gets away with anything, ultimately. Either they are gonna reap what they have sown in this life, or they will stand before the judgment, the great white throne of God, and they will pay exactly for the sins they've committed. God will mete out perfect justice to them, or they will come to Christ, they will repent of their sin, and their sins will be paid for through a substitutionary atonement. Those sins will be punished either by the sinner or by Christ, who died in their place. And so no sin, not one, will go unpunished. Listen, I hope you're a person who's taken refuge in Christ. And if you're in a moment in your life where people are saying stuff about you that's just not true, hey, don't take the spears that they fired at you and start throwing them back. That's not the right not the right way to go. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. So God is doing a work in you, Christian. Listen, and it's deep. God's deepest work happens in these times, the cave times, the wilderness times. And so find your joy and your peace in Jesus, and you're going to be okay. Hey, God bless you, and we'll see you next time.